Clemson, we've got an entire small country worth of people in here during this past break. It looks like maybe a high school has dropped off a field trip or something along those lines. So if you hear background noise, bear with us. But super appreciative for the folks out here at Chick-fil-A, and super appreciative for the way that you guys have responded on our text to give for donating. Over $1,200 raised on our show today, John. We take a lot of pride in that for Tigers for Tatas. You can text T4T to 53555 if you want to get in with more donations. And since it's the month of October, she's going to be on the program consistently through women's lacrosse season, but such a great story that you're going to be able to tell. And head coach Allison Qualick, coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join the program here today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
So you have a very interesting background for a lot of different reasons, but this specifically is a big topic for you. Mm-hmm. Before we get to the incredible success that you had at Clemson, and we talk about the recruiting classes and the wins and the ACC tournaments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right in the middle of Tigers for Tatas, take the listeners through that first season that you had, recruiting and assembling the team together, finally putting the uniform on as Tigers for the first time, and you get this diagnosis that changed your life.
Yeah, it certainly did. I was overwhelmed with just my job duties of starting a program and getting going with the first season. And right when we opened, I got my diagnosis. And anybody that's had been in that same position, right, you're thinking, like how am I going to live and all of that. And I think it was, you know, for me, I needed to really kind of compartmentalize like what was happening in my life. And when I was with the team, my focus was with the team. And when I wasn't, yeah, my focus was on the diagnosis and the next steps in order to take care of myself. But obviously receiving a ton of support from Clemson and the community, like I always go back to how lucky I was that I got the diagnosis when I was here, because I was really loved on by everybody here and by the university, and am still so thankful for that.
Of course, and I know we have listeners that are either experiencing the breast cancer battle themselves or know someone going through the battle. It feels like this is something that touches everybody in our community, and we hear that on our text line. We hear that from phone callers. John and I have both personally been touched by it. But understanding that you've managed to fight through your battle but successfully led an entire program and group of young women on and off the field through the competitive landscape of collegiate athletics from scratch in 3 years' time, it's an inspirational story. You're clearly a fighter. Where does this drive come from? Like, how do you know when you have something special about you that you're able to pass not on to just yourself, but the people that you're leading on a daily basis?
Well, I think one, like, I love my job and I love what I do. So when I'm out with the team or out at practice and with them, I just am filled with so much joy. And a lot of the times I'm thinking, I can't believe this is what I get to do for my job and my life. So it's just fun to be around them. There's a lot of laughter that happens. So that takes at that point too, it just took my mind off of everything. But I think playing at an elite level and doing this job, you really have to, I think I got really good at compartmentalizing all the different things that were going on, because I went through, in a year and a half, 2 years, I had 4 surgeries, and, prior to that, I never had surgery. Yeah. So it was just like, okay, I have to do this right now, and then I'll just, have to manage that, and then, in 6 months, I have another thing coming up. But I was just only, solely focused on what, the here and now, and not really looking at the future. But again, I just was in a really good place because of what I get to do every day and being around the team.
Yeah, definitely very inspirational stuff. As we're continuing to visit with the head coach for Clemson women's lacrosse, Allison Qualick. Completed 3 seasons at Clemson, Sweet 16 this past year, and only the 3rd year of existence, which is insane. And the national champion knocked you out, so definitely not a lot of shame in that. But let's talk about your lacrosse program. For 3 years, finished the season ranked number 13. We talk about that Sweet 16 appearance. You're knocking off women's lacrosse giants like Syracuse, Notre Dame, Duke. You've got signature wins on your ledger. You've got talented players coming into your program with the number 1 recruiting class in the nation. What's your mindset coming into the upcoming season? And then, without giving out the secret sauce, how in the world have you managed to do this? I mean, you guys are turning massive heads on a national scale, and a lot of people in Clemson may not realize how important what you guys are doing in the world of women's lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. I think just to touch on that piece, I mean, Clemson in and of itself is just such a magical place to be, and I always think of it as this is what college should feel like, right? You pick up the energy from, the other students on campus. Like, they love being at Clemson, and they love being students at Clemson, and then the community itself is so supportive of student athletes. And I think when I bring recruits into town, everybody feels that, and they feel the joy. The sun is shining, and obviously it's just great energy. And then on top of that, you've got the significant investment that the university and the athletic department has put into lacrosse and that they put into female student athletes. And it's just really like, how can you say no to that? So it's been really exciting to open up Clemson to the world of lacrosse and to recruiting so that all of these young athletes really get to see, you know, what their experience is going to look like here. I think, you know, just with recruiting and building the program, you know, we've been really fortunate with, you know, the first couple of years we had to rely on our recruiting classes and on our transfers. And we've brought in really great transfers that really stepped it up in terms of their leadership and mentoring our younger players and, you know, growing the program that way. But it's been really exciting. I think, you know, for them to find the success last year, you know, every year we've taken these steps, but last year, like making it into the NCAA tournament was a huge goal of ours, and getting that first win was just a big step in the program. And I think this year now, like, we are, you know, we bring in talented classes one after another, right? We're stacking those classes, and it just feels like we are, you know, have great talent everywhere, and now we have really great depth in every position. And, you know, we had our first outing the other day, and just seeing the skill level, the IQ, the pace at which we can play at, I'm really, like, really, really excited just as we get closer to the spring season.
Coach, you said something there where you're talking about when you bring in recruits in and showing off everything of what their experience is going to be like here at Clemson. Before we got on, UFX were telling me all about the facilities, and I feel like crazy if we didn't take at least 90 seconds to give you the opportunity here to brag on the facilities and kind of some of the things that you guys have over there that really make Clemson stand out amongst the competition. Kind of give us a quick rundown of, like, what things are like over there in that facility and what really makes it stand out other than the views of the lake.
I know. It's a big wow factor. I mean, we are the only team in the country that has a women's-only lacrosse facility. You know, so I think for our players, you know, typically you have to work around other teams. Like, when is soccer going to be using the field? When is football going to be using the field? And for our athletes, they know that they can come out, you know, during the day whenever they need to put in extra work. But I to sports medicine, our film room, it makes it just such a smooth transition for them, efficient for us to get things done. But when we bring people through the building, I think, again, you just recognize Clemson is so invested in lacrosse and wants this program to do really well. And you can see that just in everything, you know, that goes on here. But it is awesome. And, you know, if you come out to a game, you get to sit in the stands and look at the beautiful lake in the distance and obviously watch high-level lacrosse, too.
Of course. Well, and not only when you come out to your games and you're sitting in the stands, you can actually hear our producer right now, Mike Vaughn, is your PA announcer out there in the stadium. So you get a little bit of everything there.
He's
for
so
you.
Great. Yeah, we're lucky to have him.
Definitely appreciative of Mike V and all the great stuff he does. All right, give us a 60-second lacrosse 101, if you can jam it into 60 to 90 seconds, because we're in South Carolina. Women's lacrosse is a pretty new concept here, especially for a lot of Clemson fans. What are the basics? What do people need to know when they come out and support your team about the great sport of lacrosse?
Yeah, I always start with, it's a mixture of different sports. So you've got a little bit of basketball in there, soccer, ice hockey, because you can play behind the cage. But you've got a midfield, an attack, a defensive unit, right? So the flow up and down the field is incredibly fast. You know, they always say, I think, like, a moniker for lacrosse is the fastest game, you know, on grass. But it's high scoring, right? A team can be up by five and still lose the game, right? So you can never be like, you never feel comfortable when you're ahead, because you know how quickly goals can get scored. But it is, you know, again, it's like basketball in terms of, like, how you can drive to the cage, how you can get shots off. And again, similar to ice hockey in terms of assists and those second assists too. But it's a lot of different sports wrapped into one. And again, it's just really fast paced, and a lot of goals being put in the net.
I'm a soccer player, and people would always gripe at me, like, oh, this is boring. Like, that's what my sister would say growing up, coming to all my tournaments that she was having to travel around the Southeast to. My mom as well. They would complain about 1-0 games, 2-1 games. That's not what you're getting with lacrosse, folks. That's not what you're getting. You're getting goals. You're getting action. You're getting running up and down the field. And it's the combination, too, John, of the finesse and then the athleticism and the skill on top of that. These girls are great freaking athletes that Coach Kowalik's recruited.
No, absolutely. And as someone who grew up in the Lowcountry of this state where lacrosse was not a thing, hockey wasn't a thing, I'm loving getting introduced to these sports where going behind the net and all the strategy that takes place, like behind the goal, is just someone who's, like, strictly a football guy, like, what do you mean they're running out of bounds to go do that stuff? But it's fascinating to watch, and it adds like a whole other element of strategy, which is what I've really grown to love about lacrosse.
Yeah, it's definitely an intriguing game. Well, folks, Clemson lacrosse has a few more fall ball games before the season starts in February. If you're a Clemson fan, be sure you get out to the scrimmages and learn the sport. They play Furman at home next Thursday, October 9th at 7 p.m., then two games on Sunday, October 19th at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. respectively. Brand new stadium facility is up by the rowing docks on the top of the hill. Go check that place out. No tickets are needed. Take the kids, meet the team, get ready for a really good Clemson lacrosse season coming up this spring. And Coach Kwolek, before we let you get back to your many duties as the head honcho of the program, just give a little bit of a description as to what a game day looks like out at your facility, beautiful stadium, and how interactive a lot of the girls are and the coaching staff with kind of making it a family and community feel.
Yeah, it's certainly a family event. I mean, we want to get to know our fans and especially the kids that are coming out to the game. I've heard from a lot of different people that have come to our clinics after games or that their daughters were in the stands and that they started to want to play lacrosse and got involved in the YMCA leagues in the area. But it's such a great event, and our players, again, want to meet all the fans and want to, you know, grow the game in this area. But it's awesome, and the energy is really great. And again, lots of goals means lots of excitement.
Well, Coach, very appreciative for you coming on the program, sharing your story. Appreciative of our relationship as well, and continuing to further that as we get closer to lacrosse season. And also have to thank our guy Trey, who's doing a great job facilitating a lot of this. We're excited to have you back on the show during the season, and I'm sure we'll catch up again prior to then. But seriously, thank you so much for the time. You didn't have to do this here today.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you, Coach. That is Head Coach Allison Kwolek with Clemson Women's Lacrosse. John, I'm excited for lacrosse season, and I got to be honest, 5 years ago, that would have never even been a thought that entered my brain, but now here I am.
Absolutely, especially here at Clemson, but now I know this spring where if I have a day where I am in charge of my daughter and my niece, I know where I am taking them, that is for sure. I know we're going to go spend the afternoon. That's going to happen.
I think that's the thing, too, is like if you have a daughter, if you have young daughters specifically, getting that community feel and getting that family feel with how interactive and great the girls are on the team and the coaches as well, like, that's something about women's basketball and women's lacrosse. Like, those two are where you need to be. And tickets are free majority of the time as well, especially for this for these spring ball games or fall ball games, I should say, rather. So there's no reason to not be out there next Thursday, October 9th at 9 p.m., and then those two games on Sunday, October 19th. If you got church in the morning, go hit the 2:30 game. If you got church a little bit later on, hit that 10 a.m. game on Sunday, October 19th. And
it's called the sunrise
time.
Service, and you double dip. You go to both games. You can do all three.
You can do that and get the sunrise service and go early.
We gave you enough time to plan this out. We're not telling you to go this out. You got some time to figure this out. You work out the logistics.
You do. That is for sure.